My guest at this time is R. James Woolsey. He is the former director of Central Intelligence, and he's now the chairman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. We wanted to get his insights into the recent spate of hackings that seems to have compromised the data of millions of current and former federal employees, and who knows what else information might be at risk. And Director Woolsey, thank you very much for being with us.
Surely.
Well, we've certainly heard most recently of the hacking at the Office of Personnel Management, as many as 14 million records potentially compromised there. It's believed that the Chinese are responsible for this, as well as another recent hack. There's been reports, of course, that the Russians were involved in hacking into the White House system and other instances in recent months. Just how bad is this getting?
Very bad. And I think we've seen the beginning, but there will be more. We have not done a halfway decent job as a government or as a society in protecting our infrastructure that's part of the Internet. It's not only that people can hack and get information, that's bad enough, and use it for nefarious purposes such as blackmail and identity theft and the rest, but it's also the case that they can hack into the control systems, the so-called SCADA systems, or supervisory control and data acquisition, SCADA systems of our infrastructure, whether it's dams, railroad trains, or whatever, and turn things off, turn things to do the reverse of what they're supposed to do, etc. It's a very, very troubling situation because we're an Internet of Things now, as people say, and they seem to think that's a great idea. But one reason it's not a great idea is that all the things, computers, railroad signals, et cetera, talk to one another. And if you can get one going wrong and you do it smartly, you can foul up everything it's connected to. And that could be a massive disaster, particularly with something like the electric grid on which everything else depends.
Does this mean weapon systems are vulnerable as well?
Possibly, although the military has probably done a better job of shielding their own weapons than anything else. But the military, if we have the electric grid taken down, it's one of 18 critical infrastructures in the U.S. The other 17 all depend on it, all depend on electricity. So if it goes down, then so does your water purification and your food deliveries and your banking and your pharmaceuticals, prescriptions, and so forth. Everything depends in one way or another, directly or indirectly, on electricity. And that is a huge vulnerability. And the soldiers and sailors and Marines will be as hungry and thirsty as the rest of us. They don't have a separate system to keep them getting food and water so they can help the rest of us. Everybody is going to be going out without food and water.
Why have we done such a poor job of keeping up with this threat, do you think?
Well, I know slightly one or two of the sort of people who were fathers back in the 80s of the current system of the Internet, and there's a certain, they're about my age, several of them, and there's a certain kind of flower children, hey, what could possibly go wrong? We're all going to talk to one another, and won't that be great? Attitude on the part of some of even the most brilliant people of that generation. And they did not, and the businesses and the government has not taken nearly enough care with security. They always kind of put it at the bottom of the list and say, oh, yeah, we got to have a check mark beside security. Somebody go hire a firewall. And the best and ablest and smartest, shrewdest people are not paying, have not been paying attention to security for the grid, and we're starting to pay the price.
What about offensively? Are we any good offensively when it comes to cyber warfare?
Oh, yeah, we're terrific. We're probably the best in the world, but we're also the most vulnerable in the world because of our very, very integrated infrastructure. Back in the early 60s, the electromagnetic pulse that was generated by the last atmospheric nuclear test knocked out some electronic systems, very primitive ones. There were thousands of miles away from the detonation in orbit. And the military got very worried and made sure they protected the president's aircraft from electromagnetic pulse and so forth. The problem is that things are about a billion times more capable than they were in the modern electronics age, say sometime back in the 60s or early 70s. A billion times more capable, but also about a billion times more vulnerable. And we are the world champions probably at being able to hack if we decide to do it, but we are also kind of the world champions of vulnerability.
Last question, but probably the most important question, what do we need to do to ramp up our cybersecurity defenses effectively?
Go to general quarters. The president needs to say this is the country's number one priority, and it's not just cyber. Electromagnetic pulse could take down the grid and take down, as I said, a lot of other systems. This needs to be a mobilization of the very best and brightest, and we need to be able to break rules and move fast. And the president has to put this first on his list, because we are very vulnerable, and we will stay vulnerable until some key things get fixed. So far, I have not seen anywhere near enough effort or commitment from the White House or anyplace else in getting this done.
Director Woolsey, we thank you very much, sir, for your time today.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
R. James Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and he's now the chairman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.